It was. I thought overall, I thought the defense, other than the first drive, really when they were able to score on that first drive, made some plays on us, the pass, the big pass play. I thought really the defense gave us a chance in a real sloppy game early to get back in that game. They got caught in some bad spots. I mean, with the turnovers, that's where the other points really came from the rest of the game. Defense did a nice job getting three and outs and getting off the field and not letting that thing get out of hand when it could have score-wise. So that was good to see. We just didn't get any turnovers from them. I mean, even when they fumbled, it bounced back in the running back's hands while he's on the ground. And when we batted a ball, they caught it instead of us. And just we couldn't get a turnover. And that's probably the only thing the defense didn't do as far as to help us win. I thought offensively, the injuries hurt us. Losing Dave the first, the third or fourth play of the game. The right tackle, and then losing Hutchinson, that was hard. And luckily, Roos was able to come back after he got hurt. So things happened in this game that just don't happen very often in football games. And I think that's why the game was sloppy on the offensive side there. And that, the first and second quarter I thought was sloppy as far as what we were trying to do. CJ fumbled when it was 14-3. Can't do that when we were driving. I mean, things like that. We just didn't make plays. And then, like you said, then when Jake got it going a little bit, then we dropped the football. And can't do it. And so, obviously, it's a good football team. The good thing was we fought hard there. That thing could have got really one-sided like it did when we played there. But I thought the guys hung together, tried to put us in a position to twice down there where we could have got back in that game or got within one score. And we just couldn't finish a drive. And I guess you give them credit for that. And, we didn't make – the plays were there to be made, and we just didn't make them. I just think it was a combination of what I said. I think it was when the line got shuffled that way, and I thought – and they tipped a few balls early, and they batted some balls, and they got the pick on the one. It ended up being a touchdown. He missed some things. He still came out – I think that thing – I don't know if he got rattled a little bit there early, but obviously he wasn't as accurate. He wanted to be early in the game, that first half especially as an offense. I think this is the combination of the things that happened that put us in a bad position. Just things – what could go wrong, what went wrong, the health. Damian got hurt. And then he's out with a hamstring. So just a lot of things were happening, unfortunately. And like I said, the good thing was we were only down to 21-3 at half, and it could have been a lot worse. And then we had chances after we did get the score. Then Jake did play much better and was throwing some good footballs. We had two penalties on some big plays we had were taken away. It was a tough game and a frustrating game. And, I guess that's why we're 4-8. We can't – make enough plays to win when we have an opportunity to do it.
Kind of a nightmare scenario for Dial Lockett.
It's hard, but I mean, that's the NFL. I mean, that's how it's going to be. That's when some days are going to go. Parts of the game went real well. I think he had, like anybody, he rode the you ride it with the players, and I thought he called. I thought he handled himself well throughout the game and calling to get the plays. The plays were in quick. He made quick decisions. Going to no huddle a couple drives early. We got some good the series that obviously CJ fumbled on. I thought we were moving the ball well there out of something really we hadn't shown, some no huddle there out of a different package, and we got some good matchups, and then we fumbled the ball. And I thought the momentum was hard, but I thought he hung in there, handled himself well, didn't panic. And like you said, we have to make play. The players eventually have to catch those balls and make plays. And we didn't at times. I mean, like I said, guys don't drop balls on purpose, and the defensive guys are trying to hit them and knock it loose. And we just made too many errors. Even when Jake fumbled on his, it just seemed like any time we were getting momentum, they made a play and we didn't, and the ball came out. I don't know, it was five turnovers, six turnovers. If you count the fourth down, we didn't get. On the, I guess it ended up being a sack. That's unfortunate. And like I said, luckily the defense really did a lot of good things in this game to keep the game in place where we had actually had a shot there in that fourth quarter to make that interesting. And we didn't, and that's why they're 11-1. I mean, they find ways to get it done, and other teams don't. Well, I think it was they did a good job. I thought Dial and Bruce did a good job of trying to figure out the chip in. It affects things, but I mean, we feel good about Mike Otto going in and playing. And when Kevin Matthews had to go in, it affects things again, especially if you're playing a good defense. But that's not why I'm going to stand here and say we didn't win the football game. We still had the opportunities to – I don't know if we would have won that game, but we had a chance to get within that one score and maybe even tie that thing up there in the fourth quarter if we finished it in one of those drives. So that made it hard. That made it a little sloppy. That made it a little ugly at times, I think, because you are transitioning different guys in, and especially then when, you know, like I said, then Roos gets hurt, but luckily he was able to come back, and Hutchinson had to go back in for a couple plays, and I was just like, what else is going to go wrong here? And again, it doesn't matter. I mean, teams have to deal with this thing on a Sunday. That's why you have 53 guys, and we have to go in there and find a way. They were depleted in the secondary. They were getting injuries too, so they had their issues. We had ours, and they found a way to make the plays, and because of the turnovers. Again, the turnovers, they had the short fields three times, and it was 17 points, and that's the difference in the football game. I thought he was. I thought he was. I think early it was. Like I said, with things going on, he wasn't playing. I mean, he had to make some good decisions. He missed a few things early with decisions. You saw that as the game third and fourth quarter. Then he started running more. He started getting out of the pocket better and doing the things he adjusted. But definitely in the first half, we had situations where, the ball could have got quicker. Or he could have either got out of the pocket or made something happen. Just take any type of completion rather than waiting for something to develop deeper down the field. But it was just a combination of that early, and then, like I said, then when he got going, then other people took their turns making mistakes. So it was just a sloppy on the offensive side of the ball at different times throughout the game. And
The drops, is that just a concentration issue?
You have to look at them all. I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, there's guys obviously, draped over these guys. It wasn't like they're wide open and the ball is bouncing off them. I mean, you have to look at each one and see what happened, I guess. If there was a hit, if someone got a hand in there and the sideline, we all think we should catch every ball if you touch it, and that's how NFL players look at it. You have to make the tough catch, and that's part of it. That's part of the game that we didn't do well. Some penalties hurt us also. Jake holding the ball, getting the ball out of his hands quicker would have been helpful. It's just a combination of things there that just we didn't help each other. It's like, when someone was struggling, we didn't help the quarterback, and then when the quarterback had it going, we couldn't help. We just, for whatever reason, didn't make the plays, and really the difference became the tip ball for a touchdown, a punt return because of a short field for a 30-yard field for a touchdown, and a field goal because of a turnover on a fumble. So it just that ends up costing us the game, which most games do. You look at the turnover box and you see 5 and you see 0, that we lost. Well, I think we always say, you look at each position and what – I mean, it's you look at it tomorrow, you watch the tape, you see what your options are, and you do what's best for the team, and that's all you can do. Like I said, if a guy plays – I mean, an offensive lineman, because I coach the position. Like I said, a guy could have 60 snaps, and he played really well for 57. He had 3 bad plays that all of you have seen. So should I bench him over 3 bad plays because he gave up a sack and he had a holding call? So, I mean, you have to look at what if you put the next guy in, he may, have a lot more bad plays than that guy. So, just like everyone does, you look at, how do you make it better? How do you make it easier? How do you avoid the mistakes? As a coaching staff, that's part of it. The coach, we look at those things. Players, same way. I mean, you make what changes you can. It's all about trying to win games on Sunday. The goal is to put the best guys out there. Every team is in the same situation, and that's what you do. So I think you just go back, look at the tape, figure out where you can get better, where you can make some adjustments, and you make the ones that you can make.
You guys had a 4-6 at one point. You had the leg game. What happened
there? On which now?
It was a 4-6 at one point. It looked like you were considering going forward.
We were going forward, and then I thought when he came out, he was going to have enough time to get the playoff. Obviously, he didn't, and I'm not sure why he couldn't get the playoff. But so we punted. And it was kind of a tweener, should we punt, should we not? But it was he couldn't make the field goal from there. So we thought it was worth going for it. So we went for it. And then for some reason, he struggled with the time. So we don't want to waste a timeout. So we kicked.
Is that on Jake?
That's just on us. I mean, it's not necessarily who to blame for it. I thought the play got in there. Maybe it was because the play they weren't sure if we're going for it. Maybe I should have decided quicker. Yeah, it's my fault. It's probably better just to blame me for that.
Are Brent's problems more between his ears?
No, I think Kenny's been working hard. I mean, he's he's transitioning still back. I think after a year off and all the injuries he's had with his knees, both knees, caught the nice touchdown pass today. That's hopefully things to come. You want to see more of that, obviously. But no, he's you know, he's not making any more mistakes than anybody else. I mean, he's, you know, he's fine that way. Just a matter of us finding ways to get bigger plays out of him. Well, the obvious thing. I mean, this is, like I said, these guys handle themselves at halftime. I thought of how we're going to come out and handle that second half at 21-3 down. And, you know, I thought we did that. We gave us a chance. These guys aren't going to quit. I mean, I think they believe in each other. They believe in what we're doing. Not happy with the results. I know we have to change what's happening on Sundays. But you're not going to see these guys play any less. It's, you know, they're going to play to win. I mean, the goal is to win when you play on Sunday. That won't change. It's frustrating. That you're in this position, it's, you know, it's our own doing, and we have to just find ways, watch the tape, and we have four games left to play, and all we can do is go out and win them. Like we're going, like that'll be the goal, obviously, like it is every week. And I'm not worried about the, you know, they play because that's their job to play, and they're going to play their best because they're very prideful and they want to do their best and they want to get better, and they will. And that's the least part I'm worried about. I don't know. You know, the knee got some, you know, it was a little, it's hard to tell. I'm not going to say anything until I actually get MRI and see how his knee is. I mean, obviously he came back in for a couple of plays, so it's not like Stewart who's at the hospital, and we know who's out, but I think it's just wait and see. I'm not sure what they're doing. I know they're, I mean, broke his leg, so I'm not sure exactly what they'll do with that. I have to wait and see. Big toe, not sure really. MRI to see really what happened there. Damien's the same way. Hamstring, not sure how bad that is, but hurt that on the sidelines.
Rojo.
Same thing. Ankle, we'll have to find out. I mean, unfortunately, we got a lot of guys hurt this game. I think he bit his tongue through the one completion got hit on, but I think his shoulder's fine. I mean, as far as we thought originally it was a shoulder, but it wasn't. And so, I mean, other than him being sore, he battled through. I mean, we talked, you know, like I said, he started off not playing as the way he wished he would, and he finished playing like we thought he would. So that's the good thing about him. I mean, he's played in, I don't know how many games now, six. I mean, people forget he's played in six games, seven games, whatever it is. So, he's going to continue to get better and better, and he's going to have games like this where it didn't start out the way he wanted. There were other things around him that didn't help that because of the injuries, but obviously he didn't play like he wanted in the first half. But in the second half, I thought it was much more what you're going to see from him making plays and giving you guys a chance to make plays, and that's what we wished we had in the first half. We didn't, and that's, again, the turnovers is what ended up killing us.